Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Today we'll be covering the case of They're Not Linked. You'll get it when we get further into the episode. With that said, on with the show. It was a breezy summer morning in Waialua, Hawaii on 10 August 1999 when farmers about to start their day got a surprise of their lives. They found a nude body of 24-year-old Michelle Ann Bensinger in a field off of Kaukuna Kona Hua Road near Thompson Corner. It was later learned from the Honolulu Police Department, later referred to as HPD, that Michelle was a prostitute who lived in Waikiki, and her body may have been there up to a week before being found. On the evening of 23 August 1999, Miley was seen being picked up on the night before in Chinatown by a white or light-colored Ford Econoline van with swing-out doors on the passenger side. I'll have pictures up for you on the website. Then on the following day, while an employee of a local florist on South Baratania Street was taking out the trash from the store in the morning, they got a rather nasty surprise. They found the nude body of 21-year-old Jubilee Miley Lum inside a trash bag outside the dumpster that they use. Miley, whom also was a prostitute who lived with family, it was later announced that she was also 4 months pregnant, and the coroner said that she died of strangulation or suffocation. HPD wondered if the two cases were connected, according to local papers at the time. In another article that was published not too long after, Rod, quote, Shadow, unquote, King, comes forward to the Honolulu Star Bulletin in effort to help his friend Michelle. He had said that it's because she'd do the same for him. He had some rather interesting things to tell them. But I don't know how much weight you put behind his information, seeing that he was in jail for promoting prostitution at Fort DeRussy at the time. Fort DeRussy is a old fort that was put up to defend the island against attacks. It's still considered an active military installation for some odd reason, under control by the federal government. Don't ask me why, but military offices are still on location on the property next to the Halikoa Hotel. And there is a parking structure there, along with a couple of buildings the USO still uses, if I'm not mistaken. Anyhow, he tells police that he met Miley about 7 months ago at that time, and he knew Michelle for 7 years as a business associate and friend. They were working together in an escort service called Petite Pleasures, and Michelle was running the service and Miley was answering the phones. Rod also tells police that he was arrested on 2 February 1999 and received a letter from Michelle postmarked 23 July 1999. He says the letter was about how Michelle was worried about the love triangle that she was in and that the people were coming after her because of it. The Honolulu police had acknowledged everything in the article and they said that they were investigating the similarities and they adamantly said the cases were not linked and Rod had been interviewed. As of this episode, no further information regarding either Michelle's or Miley's case has been released to the public. Anyone with information about Michelle or Miley's cases is asked to call the Honolulu Crime Stoppers at 808-955-8300. You may remain anonymous. I will have this number up in the show notes as well. Before I continue, big shout out to the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Without them, this episode wouldn't have been possible. These cases are tough. There wasn't much information in the media about these cases. But unlike HPD, I do believe the cases are indeed linked. The MOs are the same, or the modus operandi. I think that the detectives on the case had botched this one pretty bad. While I support our police, but I do call out when they mess up like this. The quote, prostitution promoter, unquote, said that he had knew Michelle and that she wrote about a love triangle. Now, while I wouldn't put too much behind what he said, I'd look into that point. Let's entertain that angle for a little while, shall we? Let's just say, what if this love triangle involved her and Miley and some guy? This guy knocks Miley up because no one knows whose child Miley was pregnant with. Say this child belongs to this guy. This guy wants her to get an abortion. Miley says no. So the dude goes crazy, kills Miley, and then kills Michelle because Michelle knows too much. Even if Rod was lying, I think it was still connected in some way. One of them was in the wrong place in the wrong time. One of them was collateral damage, I think. And I do definitely think they knew each other. I do think someone out there knows something. And that person needs to come forward and talk to police. Both Michelle's and Miley's family deserves answers and closure. Well, if you can get closure from a homicide. Anyhow, with that said, this brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on social media. You'll find me on my official home on the net, zefula.com. That's X as in X-ray, EPHULA.com. That's where you'll find the show's official page and my personal page. Make sure to like it and send me a friend request. I will accept. Mahalo and see you next time on the Darker Side. Thank you.